I might say I don't either, but
or neither am I.
Neither am I. Or I might say, well, I'm voting for the other party.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call this part of your body right here? That's your what?
Forehead.
Mm-hmm. And this stuff that you have to cut every now and then, that's your
hair.
If you're letting it grow out on your face, you're growing a
beard.
Mm-hmm. And this thing that you can hardly see for the hair is my what?
Ear.
Which one is that?
Your left ear.
That's mine.
Right ear.
And this thing is my
mouth.
And this thing is my
throat.
And you might say you break your
neck.
What do you call this thing here that goes up and down when you swallow?
Adam's apple.
You ever heard that called anything else?
No, I don't think so.
You ever heard people say goozle? Okay. What about, I have a mouthful of
teeth.
Got one of them a
tooth.
Mm-hmm. And this fleshy part is the
gum.
Mm-hmm. And this is my
hand.
And I have two
hands.
You call this part right here the
palm.
Mm-hmm. And I make a
fist.
I have two
fists.
Okay. When people get older, they complain they're getting stiff in their
joints.
Mm-hmm. You call an upper part of a man's body is what?
Chest.
Mm-hmm. And these are my
shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking about parts of the body last time, you called this whole thing right there my left
leg.
Uh-huh. And that's my
foot.
And I have two
feet.
Yeah. And this right here that you might hit something on and bruise, that's your what?
Shin bone.
Yeah. And if I was squatting down, let's say, like this, you'd say I'm sitting on my what? What do you call that part? Right there.
Flank.
Okay. Have you ever heard people call, say, a person's kind of squatting on his haunches or something like that?
Yeah, I've heard that expression a few times.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about if somebody has been sick for a while, but he's up and about now, but you might say about him, he still looks a little bit, what?
Puny.
Puny, uh-huh. Have you ever
naked.
Right, yeah. And what do you say about a man who's very big and muscular and he can lift heavy weights? You say he's very what?
Stout.
Mm-hmm. Or strong, mean the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. What about a person who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper? You say he's mighty what?
You might say he's pleasant looking or happy.
Yeah, maybe you heard people say good natured or something like
good
that.
Good-natured, yes. Good natured.
Okay. What about somebody like a teenager at a certain age? You know, he's just falling over everything, just runs into things. You know, you'd say he's just all arms and legs. You'd say he's mighty what?
Clumsy.
Mm-hmm. Or awkward, something like that.
Awkward.
Okay. What about talking about a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense at all? You say he's just a plain what? Just keeps on.
Goof up or?
Goof up, uh-huh. Would you say, that's just a plain fool, I can't understand him? Something like that?
I've heard the expression. Mm-hmm.
Is that word fool pretty strong if you use that to somebody?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. They could take offense at that word.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Well, what about a person who has plenty of money but he likes to hang on to it? You call him a what?
A miser.
A miser or?
Stingy.
Uh-huh. You ever heard people call him a tightwad?
Tightwad.
Tightwad, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what about, do you ever use the word common about a person? If you said he's just a common person, what would you mean by that?
Well, it'd be an ordinary, average person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can that ever carry a bad sense with it? If you say he's common, could you mean that in a degrading way?